Here are the headlines that made the year 1971. January 20th, United States and USSR begin strategic arms talks. The two superpowers commence discussions aimed at limiting nuclear weapons.
February 21st, Vietnam War protests intensify. Large demonstration against U.S. involvement in Vietnam occurred, particularly on large campuses.
March 13th, Pentagon Papers leak. Portions of the secret Pentagon Papers revealed the U.S. government's Vietnam policy began to surface in the media.
April 22nd, Earth Day established. The first Earth Day was celebrated, marking a significant moment in environmental movement.
May 6th, Fifth Circuit Court orders desegregation of Southern schools, a ruling aimed at addressing segregation of public schools across the South.
June 1st, Walt Disney World opens in Florida. The highly anticipated theme park welcomed its first guests, expanding the Disney legacy.
July 3rd, Salvador Allende takes office in Chile. Allende became the first Marxist president elected in a liberal democracy in Latin America.
August 2nd, the first major national lottery in the U.S., New Hampshire launched the first official state lottery, leading to more states following suit.
September 12th, the United States and Soviet Union sign SALT I Treaty. An agreement emerged from the strategic arms limitation talks to limit nuclear arsenals.
October 13th, the 1971 World Series begins. The Pittsburgh Pirates face the Baltimore Orioles, with the Pirates ultimately winning the championship.
November 8th, the 26th Amendment ratified. The amendment lowering the voting age from 21 to 18 was officially ratified, reflecting changing attitudes towards youth participation.
December 7th, Apollo 17 launches. NASA's last manned mission to the moon marked the end of the Apollo program, concluding a historic era in space exploration.
These were some of the headlines that made the year 1971. And in 2024, you're listening to XY Podcasts. I am Scott, Gen X.
I'm Sam, Gen Y.
And I am Keelan, Gen Z.
Hit the music. Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. If you've been paying attention, you might have counted an extra voice. Longtime ally, Mr. Keelan has joined us. Because this is a year, 1971, of some significance for those in his subculture.
Welcome to the podcast.
Why, thank you, gentlemen. Good to be here.
Thank you. Something else that happened in 1971 that was a significant headline that we did not mention was the birth of the 420 holiday.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. So according to my source, the 420 holiday, celebrated on April 20th, is associated with cannabis culture.
Gee, you don't say.
And while the exact origins are somewhat murky, I love that word, especially murky. With this subject, it is widely to believe to have begun in the early 1970s, I believe 71. One popular account attributes the term to a group of high school students in San Rafael, California, who would meet at 4:20 p.m. to smoke marijuana after school. Over time, April 20th became a day for cannabis enthusiasts to gather, celebrate, and advocate for legalization. The date has evolved into a global holiday for marijuana culture. Perhaps you would like to weigh in on this, Keelan, as a
indulger myself.
Yes, as someone who is a rather vocal, outspoken member of this particular culture.
Well, there is a fun fact that I will add. I believe one of the teenagers who went to go smoke that pot after high school, that small group who started the 420 deal, went on to become a roadie for, I think, the Grateful Dead, if I'm not
Oh,
mistaken.
that's interesting.
how appropriate.
Yes, and I believe that helped to spread the word, the holy word.
No, how many states
It's
is legalized then?
like, I don't know, 20, 30.
Something like that, yeah.
It should probably be stated, just for the sake of those listening, with us recording from three different locations, that Keelan is actually in a state where it is legal.
Yes, actually, just a couple hours north of San Rafael, California.
Oh, yes.
Funny enough.
That's where it started at, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm one of the
Yes.
boring. I don't drink or do anything, I guess, like that.
Not entirely true.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Not
yes.
that is actually, I would say, patently false.
Yes, you are a lying liar.
Gonna
And
hit me with the liar, liar, pants on fire?
yeah, well, if you were wearing pants, I guess your boxers would be on fire,
Fair enough.
which means there's not that much to burn. Given the immense size of the lie which you just told.
Okay. So I'll tell you what happened. What was it, Keelan, like 6 months ago?
Something like
Yeah. All right.
Man, I'm so sorry I missed this.
So me and Keelan were gamers, right? And correct me if I'm wrong on this, Keelan, because you was on there with me. Let's see, what were we doing?
Think we were playing Destiny.
Yeah, something like
Destiny
that.
2.
Anyway, I had gotten a hold of some gummies, and I was like, I'm gonna eat one. And then I forgot I ate one.
So you ate another
So
one.
I ate another one. And guess what? I forgot I had that one too. So like three or four in, I had some Doritos and Cheetos. And they were so good. Apparently, in
And
the middle of the game, is this right? Am
let's
I
back
telling it right?
let's backtrack. So Jeff, it does not smoke or consume. He, that's like a rarity. And so he took, I think it was like 60 milligrams. And yeah, that's a lot. Continue, Jeff.
It's quite
It's
No,
Oh, this doesn't get old.
I was eating was it Doritos and Cheetos?
Yeah, something
It
like that.
was one of the anyway, they were so good. I apparently had gotten on Amazon. Let's just say, like 2 days later, I'm like, what's this big box at my door? Right? 50 pieces of Doritos and Cheetos were
Oh, that's kind of like Christmas early. That's
It would have been if I didn't spend $30 on them.
well, given the condition that you were in, you got off easy. That could have been way worse.
You're right. It
What
could
if
have
you
been like something from I don't know, P. Diddy's closet or something.
what if you'd like spent like $100 on like 50 pounds of edible panties or something?
I'll be trying them on. That's what
After
Hell
a few
yeah.
gummies, no doubt.
Those dissolvable swimsuits, swim trunks.
Y'all have been having some interesting pictures sent to
Well, we already do.
Yeah, and videos as well.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I still have mixed feelings about the piano in my living room.
Oh my God.
The
Yeah,
piano.
Thanksgiving will never be the same.
Oh dear, Caleb. I'm sure, given probably the most seasoned imbiber of the devil's lettuce, surely you have a story that you would be willing to share with us.
Oh, let's see. A good stoner story. I believe, there's a lot to choose from.
This is not a surprise.
It's hard to pick one. I have some stories where we ran from the cops.
Oh,
I might have one of those as well, but we'll talk about that.
I do not.
Well,
I can say that. I can proudly say that I have not ever run from the cops.
yeah, I mean it was just a couple times, and yeah, there's some good times. One of them was actually on my birthday.
Oh, now before you continue, I'm not going to ask you to incriminate yourself. You might want to check the statute of limitations before you
Oh
continue.
yeah. Yeah, no, I'm well past that. It was
Okay. Oh.
yeah.
Then by all
No,
means, spill the tea.
this was in high school.
Oh.
Was I a sophomore? Maybe. Yes, we're I went to a school that actually Tosh Point O did he did a skit on or a sketch on or something on,
Oh,
and
Tosh Point O.
it was called Annaly High School.
My,
Yes,
say what now?
Annaly.
Was it called?
Annaly.
Okay, just
Yes, it's spelled anally.
Mm.
And so all the stoner kids, we'd always go smoke on the trail. There was a bike trail, so we'd all head over to the old bike trail, and there was a tree, the first tree, and there was the first tree and the second tree. So we go to the first tree and we all smoke our pot there. And so then one day, my birthday, we were smoking pot and we hear the motorcycle. There's a motorcycle cop that everybody knew by a name that is not really family friendly.
Oh.
Starts with a C and ends with a TY. And so there's a UNTY in there somewhere. And so he comes rolling around the corner and we can hear him from a ways away. And so we pack up our shit and we start boogieing up the trail. And next thing we know, he's actually on the trail. The motorcycle cop went on the trail. He's coming up the bike trail behind us. And so we grab our shit, and start boogieing and we're running and we jump off the path and he rolls up, he hops off his bike, but we're already, we're sophomores, we're hyped up, ready to go, we're blasting, we're gone. And he's a little chunky, so he didn't really have a chance. And so we ran and hid in one of our buddies' garages, and all's well that ends well. Didn't get arrested, so that's cool. Didn't
Oh,
get a, citation or anything, so.
always a good feeling, isn't it?
I guess I'm hoping that Officer never listens to the podcast.
Yes.
He'll be
Yep,
like,
he's
oh, these guys, I like them. Hey.
yeah, I know this guy. I remember
this son of a bitch.
I know that voice.
Yeah.
I would be very happy to say that I do not have a high story. However,
Yes, you do, and I remember it somewhat.
well, I let me start off by saying that this was decades ago. So
Decades ago.
I was a Well, I'm still a creative type, but back in those days, I was just starting a kind of semi-professional acting career. But I was doing a community theater show, and there was this older actor in the cast named Jim, and Jim was impressive. Jim had a duffel bag with him that he kept at all times, with which had like a survival kit in it. If like you were at a party and had no way to open a bottle of wine, and Jim was there, Jim had a way to pop the cork out of the bottle. Anyway, Jim had everything that you would need for recreational needs.
If you
And
wanted to
yes,
get drunk, Jim was there.
Jim was there. And of
He
course, if you wanted to get baked, Jim was your man. And
was right
hell
beside
yeah.
you,
Jim did not look like the kind of guy who would be, your party survival expert. He just looked like a regular guy in his late 40s, which he was. Gray hair, combed to the side, cut and tapered around the ears, and dressed like a normal guy. But appearances can be deceiving. But anyway, the closing night of the show that we were in, we went to there's a dive bar here in town. It doesn't matter the name of it, but it's a dive bar. It's kind of the place, one of those places where it looks like they sweep up teeth at the end of the night off the floor.
Yes.
And anyway, before the cast went into this dive bar to get drinks, which was commonplace, Jim invited me into his car to chill. And Jim produced a joint that I swear to you was the size of a large cigar.
Oh, Cheech and Chong style, huh?
It, by comparison, Cheech and Chong were amateurs. This was the I had
Dang.
never seen anything as big before, and I've not seen anything rolled as big since. And
I'd like to meet this guy.
I well, he's since passed away, but
Oh.
yeah, because this was some time ago. But anyway, I remember Jim asking me if I wanted to partake with him, and I remember saying yes. And the next thing I remember was being inside the dive bar and ordering my first Bloody Mary. I'm pretty sure that even though I ordered a Bloody Mary and they served something to me that they called a Bloody Mary, I didn't have a Bloody Mary until much later, because this was vodka with tomato juice floating on top of it, like a thin layer of tomato
Oh.
juice floating on top of it. And I remember being really paranoid. I was like, "Do you think people know I'm high?" It's like, "No, no one
Probably, and
knows."
they don't
And
care.
people that I was with are like, "No, nobody knows you're high, ex except for the fact you keep saying it." Well, anyway, I went home and I got abducted by aliens three times.
Hell yeah.
What?
Of
Yeah,
course.
because I remember I would be missing. I was experiencing missing time. It's like headlights were there, then all of a sudden they're there. And I don't remember when I decided it was a good idea to take off all of my clothes while driving.
But of course.
I did not pull over. I somehow the car was in motion, and I removed all of my clothes. And when I parked in front of my house, my clothes were folded neatly in my arms, and I carried them into the house while I
That
walked into the house completely stark naked.
is skill, man.
Mommy, why's the big black man naked?
Well, this was at like 2 or 3 in the morning, so no, fortunately, I'm
No
assuming
little
nobody
children
ever, I'm
were
assuming no one saw me,
around.
but I
What
never heard
do
anything from the neighbors.
you
But
think?
I, needless to say, I have never done anything like that since.
Yeah, that would be quite a quite an experience.
So,
That is a story. You got one there. Good one.
yes. So that's regrettably a story that sounds like it should be someone else's. Well, as is our typical.
Moving on.
A what we call segue. More like a non sequitur in this case. So, in revisiting the years from the past, in this case 1971, Sam and I, we like to mention some of the entertainment that was significant to us in these years. 71 is a bit more of a difficult year because I was actually the only one alive. And since I was all of 2 years old, I wasn't watching a whole lot.
Yes.
But I did want to actually highlight a couple films that you guys should probably check out.
All right.
Having a bit of a sense of your interests. So the first movie is called Billy Jack.
Billy Jack.
Billy Jack. Billy Jack was actually one of four movies featuring the character Billy Jack. And it was actually played by an actor named Tom Laughlin, who also directed it. But Billy Jack, actually the first movie with Billy Jack was called The Born Losers in 1967, which was actually before I was born.
Was it in black and white?
No, they had color in the 60s. And actually, you know, a lot of TV shows at the beginning of the 60s that started off in black and white actually went to color, like in the mid 60s. But nope, the movies were in color by that point. So now I did not see The Born Losers, but I did see Billy Jack. And Billy Jack was he was half Navajo, a Vietnam vet, and he was a proficient Hapkido stylist. So that basically meant that he could kick your butt and as a Native American make you feel guilty about it.
Yeah, ain't nobody trying to get Hapkido'd.
But he actually distributed the movie himself, and it made like $10 million. But you know, Billy Jack was a mixed race Navajo, Green Beret, and he defends the hippie themed Freedom School, which was actually based on Prescott College. And he defended its students from the townspeople who didn't understand their hippie-like counterculture. And this school was run by this woman named Jean Roberts. But let's say that Billy Jack ends up mixing it up with the local town, a corrupt politician who likes to sleep with 13-year-old girls and rape people. And by the end of it, Billy Jack ends up killing the corrupt people and goes to jail. That's probably not the best synopsis to make you want to go watch it, but it's interesting. You guys should check it out.
Yeah. Sounds horrible.
It's perhaps my synopsis did not do it justice, but I definitely recommend checking it out anyway, if you can find it. And then there's actually a couple sequels. There's a sequel called The Trial of Billy Jack. And
why
then
they call it Guantanamo Bay?
Well, because it doesn't take place in Guantanamo Bay.
That makes sense.
And then in 1977, there's Billy Jack Goes to Washington, but I never saw that. I did see The Trial of Billy Jack. I guess the Billy Jack Goes to Washington never had a formal release, so that might be why I never saw it. And then I do remember in the 80s, there was talk of another Billy Jack sequel, but that never came to fruition.
That would be so interesting if they made that now. Goes to Washington, drains the swamp.
Unfortunately, I don't even know if Tom Laughlin is still alive, but he would be ancient now if he were. So it would be Billy Jack the Geriatric.
Billy Geriatric.
The other movie that I want you guys to check out is Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song.
Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song.
Okay.
Yes, it was directed by Melvin Van Peebles. If you guys know who Mario Van Peebles is, Melvin Van Peebles was his dad.
I do not know
the Van Peeble name.
Yeah, look him up. If you know the movie New Jack City.
I know that movie.
And Posse.
Don't know that one.
Mario Van Peebles directed both of those, among some other movies.
Gotcha.
But, you know, Mario Van Peebles, Google him. His face will be familiar to you. I think one of his early breakout roles was in Heartbreak Ridge with Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood actually did a lot to help his career out.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of Clint Eastwood movies.
But Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song is a 1971 release. It was a blaxploitation film, so know that going in. And it was produced, scored, edited, and directed by Melvin Van Peebles. And Mario actually appears in the movie in a small role, actually having sex with a prostitute, which was, needless to say, controversial because Mario was a minor at the time. And the movie was so independent and it was so guerrilla style that the many sex scenes were actually not simulated. They just basically filmed people having sex.
Wow.
In fact, Melvin Van Peebles contracted gonorrhea from shooting one of the sex scenes.
Yeah, this was featuring Ron Jeremy too, right?
No, it was not. But interestingly enough, to get the movie produced, he couldn't afford actual union crews. So he used porn. He used film crews that shot porn.
Jeez.
Wow.
He also had to, he couldn't afford stunt people. So he did all of his own stunts.
Like getting syphilis. Gonorrhea.
Well, among other dangerous things.
Quite the good stunt, guys.
Another piece of trivia was he actually got a loan from Bill Cosby for $50,000 to complete the film.
No
well,
shit.
No wonder. He was probably watching all the scenes.
Well, but, you know, Cosby, he did not, he instead of buying like a piece of the movie, because he could have opted in to see, you know, I want a percentage of the profits. He just said, no, just pay me my $50,000 back. That's all. He just wanted to help him out. A much more recent film came out called Badass that was actually directed by Mario Van Peebles. And it was actually a docudrama about his father making Sweet Sweetback's Badass song. And Mario plays his father in the movie. And it was actually really good movie.
Doesn't that have it's got the kid in it who's no longer a kid, the guy
Machete. What's his name?
No, but is it McLovin or no?
Oh no, I'm not aware of that.
What is the kid's name? Is it not? It's Badass, and then there's a sequel to it as well, right? Badass
I know what you're thinking. You're not
I'm thinking of Badass 2 Badasses.
You're thinking of Superbad.
No. I think it's called Kick-Ass. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, that movie's good.
Not Badass.
With Aaron Taylor John. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. McLovin is in that. He plays the bad guy.
Yeah.
Kick-Ass, not Badass.
No, Badass is a rather different movie.
Gotcha.
Sweet Sweetback's Badass song, by the way, it got an X rating from the Motion Picture Association of America, which inspired the advertising tagline "Rated X by an all-white jury." yeah, definitely as a part of history worth checking out. But a few other honorable mentions from that year, which everybody knows, even if you weren't around in 71, was A Clockwork Orange, which I'm sure you guys have seen. Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry, yep.
And possibly The French Connection, which has one of the best car chases in cinematic history.
I need to watch it.
Yes, you do. So now I heard tell, Keelan, that you did not have any film selections for 71. Is that correct?
I did not, because I haven't, you know, it was...
You didn't watch a whole lot of movies back then?
Yeah. I wasn't, I wasn't really getting around back then too much.
I kind of get that. I get it. Yeah. I understand it. Jeff, you have any?
I have one.
Okay.
I have one. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I'm so disappointed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were going to like hit us with something that like maybe would be a hidden gem that
Shaft.
Well, hit you with the Shaft, eh?
I know Shaft came out that year. Can you dig it?
I forgot about that movie. Honestly, I looked it up. I was like, oh yeah, I remember that one.
But that Shaft is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. You're just talking about Shaft.
Yeah, man. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Of course, I remember Willy Wonka. I saw it many times as a kid.
That's all I got for you.
Okay. Well,
song-wise,
No, you're skipping ahead. You're skipping ahead. You are.
Ignore me.
You put the cart in front of the horse. No, music-wise, 71 would be very rich. But before we do that, I'll mention a few television picks that I had from 71. I feel like I'm probably the only one that did this homework too. But
I got one.
Oh, okay, good. Probably a duplicate.
Probably.
But for I picked five TV for 71 was actually really hard for TV premieres, strangely enough. Number five is Columbo. Excuse me, sir. I just had one more question, but I wanted to know if you guys never saw Columbo, did you?
Nope.
Okay.
Did not see Columbo.
So you don't have any idea. Just YouTube Columbo clips and you'll get it. Peter Falk played Columbo. He was like kind of this guy who would just annoy you to death. He would annoy the criminals so badly that they would just be dying to confess by the time he was done with them.
Let me out of here.
I just had one more question. If you would have the time. So if you say that, so that was kind of, he always like had the cigar and the gray trench coat. And so number four, this is probably Jeff's pick, All in the Family.
Well, that's the duplicate.
Yeah. I saw that coming a mile away.
Okay, I might have one more.
Okay. Number three is one I guarantee you guys haven't heard of, The Return of Ultraman.
Nope.
Ultraman. Can't say that I've heard of it.
Ultraman. Well, and truthfully, I picked Ultraman because it came up in my research. I never saw The Return of Ultraman, but I was a huge Ultraman fan. The next one I'm pretty sure you heard of. Soul Train.
I don't have any more picks for you.
But every Saturday we were definitely watching Soul Train. I love the synopsis that I found for Soul Train was the American bandstand from an African American perspective.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if I could grow an afro with the right, materials.
Well, I mean, your hair is rather curly. I think
it
you
is.
You probably could with very little affectation.
Afrotation.
Yeah, but I wonder if I could too.
As someone who had an afro, I'm not sure you want one. Afros are high maintenance. And be prepared Mercedes to carry a pick hair around.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Mercedes.
Stick
hair
it in my
on
hair. Just have it in my hair. Stick it in the afro.
And my number one pick is The Electric Company.
Ooh.
And that was actually a show on public television that came on after Sesame Street. That was the show that introduced the world to Morgan Freeman.
No way. So
that was his big break.
Morgan Freeman was on Electric Company as Easy Reader.
Easy Reader. Reading easily since 1942.
Morgan Freeman narrated his own birth.
Like 60 years ago, wasn't it?
He's actually in his 80s.
Dang.
There's a YouTube video. There's a YouTube series called True Facts, and the narrator impersonates Morgan Freeman. And he did one episode that was like True Facts about Morgan Freeman.
In Morgan Freeman's voice?
In Morgan Freeman's voice.
That's awesome.
Here's a fact for you. You know how we have tornado sirens and whatnot?
Yes.
Tornadoes have Chuck Norris sirens.
Oh, that's awesome.
Somebody posted a picture of a shark attack with Chuck Norris. It's like, this is the only known photographic evidence of a shark attack with Chuck Norris, and Chuck Norris is of course sidekicking the shark. You did hear that Chuck Norris is actually bitten by a rattlesnake.
I did not.
Yeah,
did the snake die?
He said after actually four agonizing days, the snake finally died. Well,
couldn't hang on.
It could not. Well, somebody tell me about their music picks from 1971, because there should be plenty, and I'm hoping there's no duplicates.
Well, there is plenty, and I'm sure there's at least one duplicate. I hope there is at least one duplicate.
Okay.
I'm curious now.
If you guys didn't pick this, then, I mean, what are you doing?
How you doing?
Mother freaking Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Well, I did not, but the challenge kind of is to try to pick songs that the other one won't pick, because because the music tends to lend itself to being duplicates, you know, unless you kind of pick outside the beaten path, because people tend to listen to the big hits. So Stairway to Heaven is, of course, that's going to be an obvious hit.
Beat right into the path on that one.
Yes. Excellent. Yes, it's kind of like you want to avoid the Family Feud mentality.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, when you're people on Family Feud, they're not asking for the best answers. They're asking for the answers that everyone gives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it may not be the best answer, but it's the answer that everyone will say.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, that being said, would you like to hear my other two picks?
Oh, by all means.
Definitely.
We got Uncle Albert by Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even think about that one.
You picked the only Beatle that could actually sing.
That's amazing.
My parents were big Beatle heads when I was little, so, you know.
Beetlehead.
Listen to the Beetlehead.
Yeah, only one of them could sing and three of them could write. And then the other one played drums.
Guess who they gave their music to?
Now, the last one, I mean, I picked three, but I have a honorable mention as well. So,
oh, indeed.
My third, Riders on the Storm.
Oh, Riders on the Storm.
Is that a duplicate?
It might be.
Well, it's a good song, though.
No. You win. It's yours. I should have known better when I picked it.
All right. Get ready for this one. Bonus pick. She's a Lady.
Oh, thank goodness I am.
I didn't pick that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tom Jones was calling for me, too, and I was just like, no, nope, not going to do it.
Yeah, he didn't want to do the Carlton dance?
She's a lady.
Oh, that's, it's not unusual to be kind to anyone.
Not unusual. And yeah, so those are the picks. What do you guys got?
Sam?
Oh, you know, this year, I have to pick it. I know it's mainstream, but whatever. Just My Imagination by The Temptations.
I would have been disappointed if you had not picked Temptations.
You knew I was going to pick that one, right?
That's, you're all about Temptations. And how can you resist the temptation of picking The Temptations?
It's tempting.
That was confusing. But yeah. So my next pick is, I got three of them.
Okay.
My next pick is Five Man Electrical Band, Signs.
Oh. Well, I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Five Man Electrical Band.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the song or the band?
The band is Five Man Electrical Band. The name of the song is Signs.
Oh, interesting. Did they like rebrand themselves at, like, in 2024 as Clangphonics?
What's the other one? What's the other one? Like the Daft Punk.
Oh, okay.
Yep, heard of Daft Punk.
Still don't know who those guys are for real.
I have no idea. And my last pick is Gordon Lightfoot, If You Could Read My Mind.
Okay. I've got no problem with those picks.
Ain't got no problem.
Well, my picks, I have five of them. Four, if you don't count duplicates. Because my number five pick was Riders on the Storm by The Doors.
Good song.
One of their last.
Absconded with it.
One of their last hits. And then number four is Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Well, I know. 3 days later.
Me know.
5 years later. I know.
Ain't no sunshine
when she's gone.
My number three pick is Tired of Being Alone by Al Green.
Figured
I was safe with that one.
Yeah, you're safe with that one for sure.
And the next one I also figured I was pretty safe with, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On.
What's going on?
Now, this one, my last pick, Peace Train, Cat Stevens.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. I saw that one on there too.
What is his Muslim name now?
Petey.
Yusuf Islam. There's only one Yusuf. I just couldn't pronounce it.
Yusuf
Islam.
My word. Gentlemen, this was fun.
Hell yeah.
You are invited back anytime, sir.
Indeed.
For real. Anytime you say it, we'll just hop on here and record.
All right. Yeah, it was fun being here. I loved it.
I think it's time for some housekeeping.
House peeping.
Yeah. That's why I close my curtains. Yeah. From the sounds of it, I'm really hoping that you guys have your curtains closed. There'll be all kinds of mad housekeeping with Sam in his boxers and Keelan just wearing his socks.
You said just socks, right? That's weird.
Just wearing socks.
It's all right. We're like, I don't know, 20 something hours apart.
Well, I guess by car. So what's like a 5 hour flight?
Oh, no, I ain't flying. It'd be like 20 hours for me. No. If I was meant to fly, God would have given me wings.
Or one of Keelan's cars.
Yeah.
How many cars do you have?
All right. I have a Subaru, Tacoma.
Hold on. Before you get going. Does one of them have to do with 1971?
Yes, actually. Funny enough. The 71 Chevelle.
Way to bury the lead.
That is awesome.
What color is it?
Red with two black racing stripes right down the middle. Got a 350
sounds
in
like
it.
A beast.
Little thumper comp cams cam in it. It's a little basic street rotter.
I'm sorry, what size engine?
350.
Okay, that's stock?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's a crate motor.
But, yeah, you need to be posting some pictures of that Chevelle.
And then I will. Well,
I think after... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think the more interesting one is the one I'm building right now, which is a 1927 Roadster.
Ford Roadster.
What's going in that?
I actually have the engine sitting up in my garage right now. It is an LS3, 6.2 liters of 525 American Bald Eagle horsepower.
You're gonna blow that car apart.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. The car only weighs like 1,500 pounds, and it's gonna be pretty cool.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to picture what happens when you actually put the pedal to the metal, because that's not a lot of weight. But vehicles from the 1920s were not overly aerodynamic.
No, which is why I'll be building it from the ground up myself, and the help of a couple of my coworkers.
You need a YouTube channel.
We need some pictures.
Well, hopefully I'll be getting the body here soon. We've been waiting on it for a while.
Hey,
the top assembly.
Either you need a YouTube channel or I've got an idea for another podcast.
Send me some pictures of your Chevelle, your 71, and I'll post them to the podcast's Instagram page for this episode.
That I will. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, which reminds me. All right, but we digress.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And remember to dream big and dream often.
That's good. That's profound. And if I keep my mind out of the gutter, it's pure.
I was going back to my rock because my rock says dream on it.
Okay.
Dream on.
Exactly.
All right. And with that, I will say X.
I'll say Y.
I'll say see you later.
And we're out.
That was perfect.
Hell
yeah. Elon, you need to be on here so we don't have to sync up our Z's.
Well, you're definitely welcome back anytime. Anything you got something to say or you want to plug something, you should plug your shop. Yeah.